Radio Network, broadcasting from the Lucas Oil Studios,
driven by General Tire.
It's Speed Freaks, motorsports radio redefined, with Kenny Sargent.
We love to party.
Crash Gladys.
What are we doing for the bachelorette party?
And Stepman.
I am serious.
Here's the Freaks.
Second hour of the Freaks, man. Thank you guys for being a part of this. The rumbling of cars as we are again from WeatherTech Raceway, Laguna Seca. Thanks to our friends at Continental Tires. And when you look at really where the National Football League is at this point with the first full week of football, I ask you, Freak Nation, do you have the same feelings, the same taste, the same vibe at the beginning of motorsports season? Like at the beginning of February. Does it feel like to you the beginning of fall when football starts? Does it feel like it does right now with Sunday in the books? You've got Monday Night Football. We are going to be full-fledged into football after Monday night. Does it feel like that when February strolls around for drags, Daytona? You're already, what, 4 or 5 weeks into motocross and supercross? Do you still have that same vibe, Crash?
Yeah, my vibe is right out of the new year because supercross kicks off and then I'm all in again for motorsports. And it's just 3 weeks after that. No, it's just 1 week after that that we got the Chili Bowl. Right. And then 2 weeks after that that it's the Rolex 24 at Daytona. You know, I don't need NASCAR to be all into motorsports season again. So for me, it's right after the new year. And this football season, for some reason, because we're still so hot and heavy with motorsports, and I know that's been that way in years past, for some reason, this kickoff to football season hasn't been as big for me as it has in the past. I can't quite put my finger on it. I'm blaming motorsports right now, but I don't know if that's legit.
Statman, where do you stand with this? Now that we are full-fledged into football with college and the National Football League, do you have the same vibe that you may have in February as you get geeked up for motorsports?
No, because right now football is just one of the things in the middle. You got to stop football for the World Series, and then basketball comes online, and football is not really the best thing about football is the TV show, and suddenly you have things to look at after 4 or 5. I'm not a big baseball fan, so 4 or 5 weeks of baseball kind of put me to sleep until football comes around. So yeah, that's the biggest thing about football is that it gives me something to look at on TV. But yeah, I mean, it's seasons start to run together until the only thing in football is king. I think we mentioned that earlier. So once we get football rolling, then motorsports tries to stop and everybody else tries to stay out of the way for a few weeks.
Statman, Crash Gladys, Kenny Sargent on a Sunday night, Lucas Oil Studios. Continental Tires, thank you guys for making this thing possible. Big old sports car weekend at WeatherTech Raceway, Laguna Seca. And again, you missed the end of the show, you go to the website, speedfreaks.tv. That's speedfreaks.tv. You better get yourself up a little. What's that, Crasher?
Well, with Statman saying what he just did, you know, football season gets into basically the full swing and motorsports starts to shut down. But it's funny because where we are right now at WeatherTech Raceway Laguna Seca, the IndyCar series is coming back here next year, and IndyCar has been so big on stopping their season over the last couple of years right as football started, but they're going a full month into the football season next year because their season finale will be here at WeatherTech Raceway Laguna Seca at the end of September. I mean, it's kind of cool. It brings back the tradition of this track, Laguna Seca, being the season finale for IndyCar again. But it's like, okay, here you go. You're tiptoeing in that NFL water again. Do you really want to do that?
And, Statman, you look at also the discussion with the National Football League now where the four preseason games, it's going to go bye-bye. But now that 18 regular season games is starting to come back into the conversations. And as we've said before, man, you can get too much of a good thing given where you can get football now, your smartphones, your iPad, you can get it on YouTube, you can get it on Facebook. Don't you think they get close to really burning us out on the NFL, Stat?
I really do. I don't know if you remember, about 3 or 4 years ago when, the guy that owns the Dallas Mavericks
Mark
basketball
Cuban.
Team,
Mark Cuban.
When Mark Cuban talked about football is like the fat pigs getting waiting to get slaughtered. Football is starting to make mistakes, and it's very prescient what he said, that football just got too fat and happy, and he started, you know, now you got basketball is encroaching on a lot of what football is doing. So maybe motorsports promoters see the same possibility, that football has got some weaknesses with head injuries, the head injuries, and all the other things that are very real. And football's got some vulnerabilities.
Speed Freaks, we promise to suck less. Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
The Freaks.
Bringing in another round of affiliates here with the Freaks. Thank you guys for being a part of this. We are on across the country, man. You can't escape the Freak Nation. You got Crash Gladys, Statman, Kenny Sargent against Speed Freaks on a Sunday night. The rumbling you hear, that's where we are. We're in Central California. Monterey, California is called WeatherTech Raceway Laguna Seca. Continental Tires Sports Car Championship with WeatherTech. Thank you guys for making this thing possible for all of us to come on out and at least act like we're drinking a lot of damn wine.
Well, last night. Today at the track, no. As soon as this show is over, yes, we'll do it again.
Right. You look at, Crasher, the problem that NASCAR had with the races this weekend in Indianapolis. They're going to be running in the morning, 10 a.m. with the Xfinity race.
And they've already said in many articles, at least a couple of hours ago today, they started saying this, that we'll have the full Toyota Tundra race drying group there just in case we need them again. Are you kidding me? This is horrible. This is not what NASCAR needed for the final race of the regular season. Oh, this is a nightmare. So, yes, 10 a.m. Eastern for the Xfinity race to kick off, if weather permits.
Right.
And then 2 p.m. Eastern for the Cup Series.
Because you're right. I mean, this is where the cutoff is, and that was the intention of putting this race at IMS, was to garner more excitement for the series and, frankly, the track itself.
Oh, yeah. It's an iconic track in all of motorsports. But NASCAR wasn't quite getting it. I mean, they did when the Brickyard 400 started off in the mid-90s, but they needed more people, more butts in the seats over the last decade. They thought, oh, yeah, this will do it. Oops. Mother Nature said, no, it won't.
They had another problem, is that they're having problem getting people in the seats. They don't need to go to a track that's got twice the number of seats.
Coming up next to Freaks, Lucas Oil Studios and Continental Tire Pits, we got yourself a duo that, of course, ran in the WeatherTech Sports Car Championship earlier this afternoon, or actually the race here at Laguna Seca. But Steven Simpson, who ran in yesterday's race, grabbed him a two spot in the what a lot of folks call the feeder class. I'm not going to call it the feeder class. But more importantly, he has his citizenship. Curious if he's learned his lesson on the history of the United States.
Goes back to our last interview with him.
Yeah. He'll be joining us this hour. Also coming up, we're going to have a little bit of freaking flashback with Clint Bowyer. Ooh. Don't want to miss that one. Coming up, Speed Freaks Pits and Lucas Oil Studios.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
Lucas Complete Engine Treatment. It's a new multifunctional cleaner plus lubricant. It's designed for use in both engine oil and fuel systems. It cleans and lubricates the entire gas or diesel fuel system from the tank to injectors. It contains special Lucas additives that cause the fuel to burn thoroughly and help increase your miles per gallon. Expect longer engine life, longer oil life, cleaner exhaust, and less fuel consumption. Lucas Oil Complete Engine Treatment. It works.
What's up? It's Kenny Sargent. For my motorsports fix, bam, I turn it on MAV TV. MAV TV, a network loaded with car and motorcycle shows, motorsports events, and exclusive automotive reality shows like Full Custom, Wrench Wars. What about drag boats? They got them. Off-road, sprint cars, pro pulling league, motocross, they're all on MAV TV. It's the answer for those jonesing, looking for some automotive action. Don't get MAV TV? Call your local provider and get it. Check them out at MAVTV.com on Twitter and Facebook. MAV TV is motorsports.
Sir Jeremy, you are a true friend of the crown. Dilly dilly.
Dilly dilly.
Madam Susan, you are an even truer friend of the crown. Dilly dilly.
Dilly dilly.
What is that?
This is a spiced honey mead wine that I have really been into lately.
Please follow Sir Brad. He's going to give you a private tour of the pit of misery.
I'm sorry, what?
Bit of misery, dilly dilly.
Here's to the friends you can always count on.
For over 100 years, General Tire has provided tires for your lifestyle, your adventure, and your anywhere. From the aggressive all-terrain performance of the new Grabber ATX to the strong and durable all-purpose terrain Grabber APT, General Tire's balance, excellent on-road performance with off-road capabilities, designed for all weather conditions. Remember, with General Tire, anywhere is possible. For more information, drive over to GeneralTire.com. General Tire, helping to keep speed freaks on the road since 2001.
Introducing Lucas Oil Racing TV, your exclusive unlimited 24/7 motorsports app. Now you can watch all your favorite motorsports anytime, anywhere. Get the finest in grassroots racing, national events, live coverage, behind-the-scenes action, and interviews you won't see anywhere else. There's also automotive how-to shows and some of motorsports' biggest names like Dave Despain, hosting the legends and current superstars of racing. For more information, visit lucasoilracing.tv. Lucas Oil Racing TV. Grab it and hold on tight.
The Texas Roadkill, the San Francisco Swallows, and the Arizona Pricks? Yeah, I got your attention now, don't I? These aren't real sports teams, but they are some of the most creative, funny sports logo t-shirts from Awesome Sports Logos. Each team has a history, a meaning behind it, like the New Orleans Curse or the Nashville Bootleggers. And these t-shirts, they are awesome, with the highest quality 100% cotton available and are ridiculously soft. Grab your favorite city's t-shirt now at AwesomeSportsLogos.com. That's AwesomeSportsLogos.com and get awesome.
You're listening to Speed Freaks Motorsports Radio Redefined.
Speed Freaks on a Sunday night from the Mobile Lucas Oil Studios. Mazda Raceway Laguna Seca. It's not. It's WeatherTech Raceway Laguna Seca.
Okay, two segments into the show.
Right.
Two intros away from commercial, and you've done the exact same thing. It is, though. It's so hard to retrain your tongue, your brain, your whatever.
Oof. Gaines Co. drivers have been coming to the Freak Nation many, many years, and there was a concern that these guys would, you know, learn how to freaking drive this car. I mean, after the excitement from the Glen, when Steven Simpson joined us here in the Freak Nation, we kind of quizzed him a whole hell of a lot about his status here in the States. Steven Simpson and his co-driver, Misha Gwickberg, joining us here in the Freak Nation. And Simpson, let's get into that first of all. Is you are now a full-fledged citizen here in the U.S.,
Yes, I am, and I'm very proud of it.
Okay, now, but explain this to me. Do you feel like a citizen now that you are a citizen?
You know what? I feel more like a U.S. citizen after last week where I bought my first truck. I thought, you know, I need to be more American, so I went out there, and because I'm going to be racing a GM-branded car next year, the Cadillac and the DPI series, I thought I need to be part of the family. So I went out and I bought a Chevy Silverado. So, yes, I feel more a bit American now than I did 3 weeks ago.
Tell me, with your new partnership, though, you at least got a good discount. Maybe
you know
free?
What? It's early days. I wanted to be a supporter, and I just went over there and bought it. So I didn't ask for any discounts.
Atta boy.
Okay, what color? Have you had it raised? I mean, you know, sometimes you got to do the extras to really fit in the racing crowd.
You know, I haven't souped it up or done anything like that, but I did go out of town a few days after buying it, and for that weekend that I was out of town, every evening when I spoke to my wife, I had to make sure that my truck was okay and it was still there and didn't have any scratches on it. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to getting home this week and driving it.
If you were to recommend to Misha, your co-driver, to buy a truck, what kind of truck fits him and his maybe Americana personality?
I think a Chevy, a Colorado would suit Misha.
Why that reaction, Misha?
Isn't that the small truck?
Is it?
Well, it fits your personality. Well, it fits. I think it would fit you quite nicely. Okay. Fit your mountain bikes in the back anyway.
Mountain bikes, Misha. Talk about that, because here at Well, I almost
would
did it. I almost did.
Would you please introduce who Misha is?
You can pronounce his last name better than I can. Misha
Gwickberg.
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 Yeah. Gwickberg.
Yeah.
Good old,
yeah.
Good old Southern name, right?
Yeah.
Good old Southern name out of Alabama.
Yes. Okay. Well, Misha Gwickberg joining us as well. Steven Simpson, co-driver. Misha's going to start the race. And Steven, are you finishing the race today?
Yes.
So that's how you guys, what determines who starts it? Is it because you did the pole run, Misha?
Yeah. Whoever qualifies usually starts the race. And If there is a race to be finished, then the second guy finishes it.
If there is a race to be finished. You're like, if you can get my butt out of the seat, which you might not. So, okay, he just kind of slammed on you with a small truck joke. Clearly, you guys get along pretty well. But how long did that take? Because you guys are two pretty funny personalities.
Yeah, we always got along, I feel like. But then pretty soon I started kind of throwing these jabs at him, kind of jokes, just seeing how far I can push it. And you know, he took it. Sometimes he fires back. But we have a very good foundation, a good relationship, and we have a lot of fun.
So I'm interpreting here that you're the bigger jokester and you're the one that started this between the two of you.
Yeah, I just say things kind of how I see them without too much filter. I really shouldn't be on the radio, but...
No, you're...
Misha Guikberg, Steven
stuff.
Simpson, Gaines co-pilots in the WeatherTech Sports Car Championship. But that's part of the camaraderie when you have two, sometimes three, and sometimes four drivers, whether it's the 24 hours or your win at the Glen. It's, you better get along in some form or fashion, or there's going to be problems inside and outside of that car.
Of course, getting along, especially for full-season drivers, is extremely important. To throw another layer onto it, there is engineering staff data acquisition guys, and they all have to get along, and there's a lot of fun little personality and joking around there as well. So obviously for us to gel as a team, getting along and joking is very important.
Before we came on mic with you guys, we were talking about how you like to be a punctual person, Misha. Does Steven ever make you late?
He's good. If he's late, it's only by a couple of minutes, so that's very tolerated.
Okay, so that's good.
Check that box. Yeah.
What about dinner tastes and who buys?
So we switch back and forth. We're both very heavy into Asian cuisine. Any racetrack that we go to, we already have a couple places picked out, and we take it very seriously. We never go just once. We pick a restaurant and we go there lunch, dinner. It doesn't stop. I believe last time we were in Long Beach, we were there for 3 days and we went 6 times to the same Thai restaurant. We never ate anything else. It's becoming a bit of a joke as well. So whenever we get to a new place and we eat after the dinner, I'm always like, okay, guys, see you tomorrow. And then the waitress kind of looks at us like, okay.
But Steven, there's other places in Long Beach to eat. There's other places here in Monterey and Carmel to eat. Tell me you're not doing the same place this weekend.
Well, you know, we did find a good place earlier in the weekend, and this week's a little different. We've had about 60 or 70 Gainsco Auto Insurance supporters here, and that's fantastic. We've got some executives, some agents, so we've spent a lot of time with them, and so our focus this weekend is been on them, and I'm sure when we get to it, actually thinking about Road Atlanta, we already know where we're going to go for dinner there. We've got a place, so when you find something good, why mess with it?
You know, sponsors rule motorsports anyway, but who would ever think that it would take a sponsor to diversify your palates a little bit on a racing weekend?
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
Come on. Thank God for Gainsco this weekend.
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, it's a real privilege to be driving the Red Dragon, to have had the success we've had this year, obviously getting the Red Dragon back into victory lane after a couple of years out. So it's been fantastic. The entire Gainsco Auto Insurance team have been fantastic as well. And like I said, I'm proud to be driving the car and going to be working hard to get the number 99 into victory lane again this afternoon.
Steven Simpson, Misha Guikberg joining us here in the Freak Nation. Simpson, of course, ran yesterday. Grabbed a 2-spot with Michael Johnson, is that right?
Yes. Finished second yesterday.
In the Conti Sports Car Challenge. Now with Misha in the other seat, or as the co-pilot, we know what a fiery dude Johnson is. I mean, this is a guy driving with everything from his waist up, right?
That's correct, yes.
Any mental adjustments that you have to make going into, again, the big boy race today versus what you did yesterday?
You know, it's a good question, and fortunately, it's something that I've been doing the double duty for the last couple of years, and I do a lot of driving over race weekends, and fortunately, it doesn't really take any adjustment now to to get, you know, go from one car to the other. So fortunately, there's no adjustment. But having said that, what I learned yesterday in the race is how the track changed and how the tires went off. There are a few similarities that I can transfer over today that we're going to use to our advantage.
Misha, pardon my ignorance. I'm not sure of your history here in Monterey, Laguna Seca. When you think of this track, is this a bucket list track for you that you always look forward to, or is this something, or is this just another track for Misha Griegberg?
So,
knowing the history of this track,
I try to not look at the history of the track. I just evaluate tracks based on the actual experience that you get driving them. Mm-hmm. And before I go heavy into discussing this particular track, I just like to say that, in my opinion, the IMSA WeatherTech Sports Car Championship has probably the best mix of track in the world. I would not, you know, hesitate to say that. Every single track is unbelievable. There is not a single track on the schedule, mm-hmm. which is, it doesn't quite make it. The two street courses are two of my favorite. The long flowing, you know, Watkins Glen, Mossport, Road America, everybody loves those. So it's a very good mix, and I feel like if people come to race with us from Europe, from Australia, from all over the world, and part of the allure is the quality, the old school feel, the raw, you know, kind of, there's walls to hit, there's things on the track, and I find that very attractive. Now, to talk about this track in particular, it's a very good driving track. There's a lot of sensations that you get, you know, doing a lap around here. The racing, the passing is a little bit difficult, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. There's one lane through majority of the track. It's got a good passing zone into two. But other than that, it's in my opinion, a better driving track than it is an all-out racing track. But having said that, every corner it's sharp. And everybody talks about the corkscrew, but in my opinion, it's the corner six before it that all the drivers can really appreciate, because you got to turn it blind.
Yep.
There's a big compression. You're kind of like, did I get it right? Oh, yeah, I did. Oh, no, I didn't. And there's consequences there as well. So I find that to be probably the highlight of the track.
You mentioned the sensations. Is that the undulation of the track and undulations going through certain turns?
Yeah, the blind nature of it, the fact that there could be sand at any point in time that wasn't there last time. So the elevation changes. So, the on the experience palette, this ranks pretty high for me.
But you talked about it not being very easy as far as passing is concerned, but that's no different than Long Beach or Detroit, the two street courses that you brought up.
Yeah, correct, for sure. Street courses in general just have, I think, a different nature for how much faster this course is. I feel that there should have been a little bit more passing opportunities. But at the same time, each pass that you can complete here, you can really kind of talk about it and say, hey, I completed a pass here. It takes more, but it's more rewarding.
Freak Nation, follow them on Twitter. Of course, they're there for you at GainsCoRacing.com. Red Dragons, we've had this conversation about we're going to end it with this, having to hold up the reputation of driving Red Dragon. I mean, that's a big deal, bro. That's big. And the fans out there, they've got their eye on you.
And Steven talked about that last time he was on with us.
Absolutely. It's a real honor. The Red Dragon fans are fantastic. We get it every weekend. People come up to us and say that they're so pleased to see Gainsco Auto Insurance back in motorsports and back in IMSA. And it's really a common theme, and every weekend we actually get more people saying that to us.
And you and look, man, you thrive on pressure. Come on.
You know, I really do enjoy it. I like the responsibility that I have in the team and in the car. I like the responsibility of having a nice big sponsor on our car and wanting to get them into victory lane. And I'm in a team and in an atmosphere where I can really thrive and do my best.
Steven Simpson, Misha Griegberg joining us here in the Freak Nation.
When you think of two drivers that are unique in maybe their skills, it's fun watching these two guys across from us because their personalities, it's different, but it's fun watching.
But it completely personifies sports car racing. Yeah. I mean, coming from all over the world, literally, which is cool.
It's fantastic. And, you know, Mishra, like he mentioned earlier, we've known each other for a number of years now. And what's so important, in my opinion, in sports car racing and what Mishra and I have is the chemistry.
Yeah.
We really do have good chemistry. Our wives are very close friends. Our wives go on vacation together. Without you guys? Yeah, without us. When we're at the racetrack doing our thing, they'll be on vacation somewhere. So they get on great. Mishra and I get on great. Like I said, chemistry is so important. And we enjoy each other's company.
Mishra Griekberg, Steven Simpson from Lucas Oil Studios here at Mazda Raceway Laguna Seca.
WeatherTech Raceway Laguna Seca.
Got it. Thanks for doing this, man.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me on again. It's great to be talking to you guys again.
And enjoy both NASCAR races tomorrow, because you're going back to Indy.
I am
NASCAR
going back.
NASCAR was rained out all weekend.
Well, maybe I should bring some of this nice sunny weather back home to us. I think we land back in Indianapolis at about 9:30 tomorrow morning.
Oh,
and I think NASCAR's starting around 10 o'clock. So if I'm not at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway myself, I can certainly hear the sound of the engines from my backyard.
That's true.
Thanks for doing this, man.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on.
More Freaks coming up on the Freak Radio Network.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guarantee to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. That's 800-598-0539.
Speed Freaks, the Lucas Oil Studios. Cottonell Tire making this thing possible. From the WeatherTech Raceway, Laguna Seca, and the WeatherTech Sports Car Championship. Coming up in moments, we've got a Clint Boyer freaking flashback we're going to play for you here in the Freak Nation. I want to touch on something that Statman said in his scat back in the day when it was more about man versus machine and then a little bit of man in there, specifically when it comes to the IndyCar series. And the reason that I took this Statman scat, Statman, the reason why you decided to go into this was after this past race at Portland. Did it remind you of some past IndyCar racing?
Well, it's an argument that I've had with a lot of racing nowadays, is that the cars, to make them safer, I admit, but the cars are so much easier to drive with so much aero and downforce that you could drive and dive them into places where, you know, in the past, only the Andretti's and the Foyt's and the Tracy's and the people who really knew how to drive could drive their way through those things. And now, if these cars get sideways, they go crazy because the downforce is broken up. That was the one thing I missed about Portland. They had great races there and places where people could pass. And now, that's the big complaint the drivers have everywhere they go, is that there's no place to pass. Well, that's because the downforce has taken it away, and it's caused more turbulence in the back of the car. You can't get close to a car because the front end washes out. And, you know, so I'm an old man, and I wish we had things the way they used to be. So we had drivers who used to drive and not complain about the tracks all the time. It was just, somebody's in front of me, I got to get around them. That's all they cared about.
Well, you just heard also Misha, I'm so bad with this last name, Misha Goikberg, talking about the same thing with Laguna Seca here, in that, yes, he enjoys the track, but driving it back in the day would have been a little different than what they have now because, like you brought up with IndyCar in Portland, the passing opportunities just aren't there anymore. And is it the engineering of the cars? You brought up downforce, Statman. With sports cars, it'd be something a little different. But, I mean, the cars just are playing different. Technology has taken them into a different direction than the old days.
But hold on, Statman. But is that part of just sport, sports in general, the improvement of whether it's a helmet, a cleat, a tire, when those type of improvements, granted, I know that helmets and pads when it comes to football or other sports, it's to improve safety, but with the improvement of a race car, whether it's the dynamics, the aerodynamics of a race car, you're improving safety in a way to either slow those cars down or to keep them on the track. Are we doing that at the expense of safety at all, Statman?
I think we're doing it at the expense of the entertainment. And if they keep talking about sports as entertainment, then we've got to make it possible for competition to happen. And if you can't pass, there's no competition. The guy who qualifies, the woman or man who qualifies first, gets away first. That's part of the problem in most of the F1 races. If you qualify on the pole, the winners are going to come from the first two, three rows. So, yeah, I think that the downforce in race cars, open wheel as well as sports cars, have made it easier for people to drive. And there's no separation between drivers. I mean, you take Scott Dixon in IndyCar, is a phenomenal driver. But you have people who are less skilled than he is keeping up with him because the cars are so much easier to drive. And you don't have the Scott Dixon skill separating him from some of the other drivers who are out there competing with him.
But, Crasher, can you put the genie back in the bottle? Or is that the scenario that I'm looking for here? I mean, can you go backwards in this?
It's funny because even earlier today in the paddock here, I was talking to somebody about how they still think the IndyCars are just so ugly and so so wrong for what that series should be, because we were talking about IndyCar coming back to Laguna Seca, and he's like, yeah, if only they could just bring back the good cars. And I'm like, I know, but this is where we are. Can you put the genie back in the bottle? I think you hit on the key word there, Kenny, safety. Safety is what has brought these cars, basically designed these cars into a different direction. I mean, if we could go with just IndyCar, Justin Wilson, Dan Weldon over the last decade, and that's what's made them change the aerodynamic setup of the cars. So, right. No, I don't think you can put that genie back in the bottle. I mean, the Hanford device was great on ovals back in the late 90s. Holy cow, did we see some amazing passing. Most passes ever at Michigan Speedway. But, yeah, that I don't know if that could even come back.
Quickly, Statman, is it going to take a leader, whether it's NASCAR, IndyCar? Okay, let's just stay with IndyCar. Is it going to take a leader that is able to take, you know, all these different facets of a series and really create something that's a bit retro, from your opinion?
See, I think you can put maybe the genie's foot or leg back in the bottle. I think if you slow the cars down, take away some of the aero, make the car difficult to drive, and that way you separate, make the drivers drive again.
Freak Nation, coming up next, a freaking flashback with Clint Bowyer. He's been coming to the Freak Nation for well over a dozen years, and this is, again, one of his finest when he ventures into the Freak Nation. We'll have a freaking flashback, as well as Not Much Motorsports here with the Freaks. All brought to you by our good friends at Continental Tire from the Lucas Oil Studios.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
Introducing Lucas Oil Racing TV, your exclusive unlimited 24/7 motorsports app. Now you can watch all your favorite motorsports anytime, anywhere. Get the finest in grassroots racing, national events, live coverage, behind-the-scenes action, and interviews you won't see anywhere else. There's also automotive how-to shows and some of motorsports' biggest names like Dave Despain, hosting the legends and current superstars of racing. For more information, visit lucasoilracing.tv. Lucas Oil Racing TV. Grab it and hold on tight.
This is going really well.
Yeah, so I guess you've heard then.
What? You mean that whole saving money with Geico thing?
No. That I'm actually a chess painter.
Pirate fans unite!
That was not on the profile.
So now you've heard. Geico. Saving people money on car insurance and now an official partner of Major League Baseball.
Hey, Freak Nation, it's time you clean up your tires and rims. So do it with Lucas Slick Mist Tire and Trim Shine. It's an environmentally friendly treatment spray designed to give tires and trim a long-lasting, like-new shine. Use Slick Mist Tire Shine to remove dull, gray oxidation from bumpers, tires, plastic, rubber, and vinyl trim. It's long-lasting, UV-resistant, and helps prevent sidewall blowout. Log on to lucasoil.com for more info and pick up Lucas Slick Mist Tire and Trim Shine at major auto parts stores today.
Whether you're looking for a tire that balances high performance responsiveness and traction in wet and light snow conditions, excellent handling and traction in wet and dry conditions, or a summer performance tire designed with the driving enthusiast in mind, General Tire, they got you covered. From the all-new G-Max RS to the Grabber ATX, no matter what you drive, General Tire, they're going to get you where you're going. Learn more at GeneralTire.com. General Tire, cruising with speed freaks since 2001.
Lucas Complete Engine Treatment. It's a new multifunctional cleaner plus lubricant. It's designed for use in both engine oil and fuel systems. It cleans and lubricates the entire gas or diesel fuel system from the tank to injectors. It contains special Lucas additives that cause the fuel to burn thoroughly and help increase your miles per gallon. Expect longer engine life, longer oil life, cleaner exhaust, and less fuel consumption. Lucas Oil Complete Engine Treatment. It works.
The Boca Raton Cougars, the Las Vegas Hookers, and the Arizona Pricks? Got your attention now, don't I? These aren't real sports teams, but they are some of the most creative and funny sports logo t-shirts from Awesome Sports Logos. Each team has a history, a meaning behind it, like the Lexington Studs or the Cape Cod Scrod. And these t-shirts, they are awesome, made with the highest quality 100% cotton available, and are ridiculously soft. Grab your favorite city's t-shirt now at AwesomeSportsLogos.com. That's AwesomeSportsLogos.com and get awesome.
You're listening to Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
Hey.
Little Tire. Can't thank you enough, man, for letting us hang out at WeatherTech Raceway, Laguna Seca. Follow us on Twitter at Speed Freaks, of course, there for you on Facebook. And speedfreaks.tv is the website. As we do at the end of the show every Sunday night, we have a freaking flashback. And Crasher, the number of times that we've had Clint Bowyer in the Freak Nation, we can't count on both of our hands and feet.
No. Well, are we talking about just interviews or interviews and, shall we say, charity events?
Yeah, all that stuff.
And parties.
Yeah, it's greatness.
Yes.
But when we have him in here, you never know what to expect, which is kind of...
Which is what we love.
Which is about the conversations that we have with this guy. Clint Bowyer, you remember 2012, the incident between him and Jeff Gordon?
Oh, at ISM, well, Phoenix Raceway at the time, ISM Raceway now. Nobody can forget that. That was epicness. And every year that that second-to-last race in Phoenix comes up, people always bring that fight back up, the fight they were chasing each other in the garages, because people want to see that again. It was relatively comical, and nobody got any blood thrown. It was just funny.
So this was 6 years ago, Clint Bowyer at the Phoenix Raceway, which is now ISM Raceway.
Wait, is this right before the fight happened, like the day before the fight?
Yeah, a couple of days before.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And okay, we're catching up with Clint Bowyer before the fight, the rundown. And I asked him, I said, Bowyer, why in the hell do you look so darn tired?
Well, I haven't had my five-hour energy for the day. Thanks for leading me right into that plug. It was almost like you've been watching the commercials these days.
And, of course, this is brought to you by Toyota.
Oh, yeah, Toyota, too. That's how I get to the racetrack. That's how I race on the racetrack. So thank them as well.
Now, you're a big hunting bitch. Why doesn't Toyota sponsor your hunting gear?
Well, listen here, bitch. You want to go hunting? Let me take you hunting. May I take you hunting? I'll show you who's the bitch. That would be awesome. Yes. Have you ever been hunting?
Brother, I'm from Dallas, Texas. I shot my first duck at 8 years old, and I've not shot an animal since.
You probably cried at that one.
I cried when my buddy's father had to wrench his freaking neck because it wasn't dead.
That's definitely bitch status right there. Yes.
As your PR guy leaves the room.
Enough with the bitching already. We are racing at Phoenix. Got a good car. Our 5-hour energy Toyota is good. It's just, yeah, it's been a great year. We've had a lot of fun this year. We've had quite a bit of success, especially for as early as, you know, we are together. I mean, it just feels great to be able to have 3 wins under our belt. You know, I mean, this group was literally built from scratch over the off season, and just a great deal of pride. You know, very proud of Patty, you know, Brian Patty, my crew chief, assembling a great group of guys around me, and it's been a great year.
Clint Bowyer joins us here in the Speed Freaks Pits. Crash.
Well, and something that's really cool about watching you is you're so calm, cool, and collected about this whole title thing. Yes, you're still mathematically in it, but it seems like Keselowski's tightened up a little too much, and you're just like, whatever happens, happens. Life's too short, right?
Well, there's not a whole lot you're going to do about it. I mean, you can win, and Jimmy's going to run second. So after Talladega's fiasco, I found myself behind, and we've, you know, the crazy thing is we've been so solid. I mean, in years past, our performance would have won, you know, the championship, and it's just it's going to take a great deal of misfortune on their parts to get ourselves back in and possibly win this championship. But anything can happen. I mean, man, I was watching the last few laps there. Did you see that? As we're doing this interview, folks, the 12 car, whatever, whoever it is in Nationwide, that 12 Alliance, is that a Mopar? Yes, Dodge, just drove up and waylaid some white car and spun him out. I mean, literally just dumped him in practice. Hornish has done a great deal of wrecking today. I don't know if how good a job you guys have done of covering today's activities, but Hornish has done a great deal of crashing. Yes, backup car and cup, and probably going to have to repair a hole in the nose after he just waylaid the white car, whoever that was.
Clint Bowyer joins us here in the Speed Freaks Pits. And
that was a live update. By the way, that was a live update. Within the interview, live update.
You've seen me for 10 years now, but you keep looking at my earrings. Why?
It goes back to that word we kept throwing out earlier in the interview. Yes. 10 years ago, you may have been able to pull it off. Now that you're rolling into your 60s, it's a little bit difficult to understand the whole look.
Clint Bowyer, part of the Geriatric Sprint Cup Series, joining us here in the Speed Freaks Pits.
However, I'm still in my 30s there, sir. You and Gordon with the AARP sponsorship. Maybe you guys can eat dinner together. Together, you might be able to get it for free.
But it's tough for us old folks to eat solid food, so we need to get, like, Ensure in our bellies and so forth.
You're supposed to glue them dentures in, sir.
You just had 20 cameras in your face asking all these stupid questions about racing. And then
this is why I'm in here having fun with you. Is that record button still on? Yeah, okay. All right.
Isn't it good to break up the madness? Because there was one moment in this interview when you went into Clint Bowyer, I'm at the track mode.
Yes, that's when you had control of the interview. Now that I have control, we're having fun.
Well, we talked a little bit about your hunting, and you said it's a good way to just get away from the racing thing. So, yeah, coming up here in the motorhome, you're getting away from the track atmosphere, which you have umpteen million weeks a year.
Yeah, I mean, it's a long season. But here's the thing. Running well helps the latter part of the season so well. I mean, when you're running well, you know, 2 weeks ago here, we're still digging, can't wait to get to the next week. You know, I mean, obviously last week was a little bit of a setback. We thought, after practice, I really truly thought I was going to gain some ground on the 48 and the 2, and I just never could get around to 48. Struggled a little bit that last pit stop and you know, lost some ground there at the end. But, you know, nonetheless, we're having a great year. We're solid week in and a week out. And like I said, the biggest thing is we keep getting better. Almost weekly, you can see us as a group with our 5-Hour Energy Toyota just getting better. So, you know, now that this interview has gotten back stale and boring and serious...
This old man is snoring over here, Bowyer.
Hey, it's your interview.
We talked with the PRN guys in Dallas. They want you to win the championship because you would have the most fun. You would have the biggest parties in Vegas.
Yes, I think we would have to have all of first responders, all of them, for my party after the championship. I mean, we would need, a defibrillator. We would probably need several of those for our... geriatric. I mean, you never know who's going to show up to do the interviews here.
IVs.
Yeah, IVs would be, man, it would be station, like, standard features in the hotel.
It'd be rock star party, wouldn't it? It'd be Led Zeppelin at the Hilton in the 60s.
Well, I don't think it can be that bad, but we have to pass tech after our parties. It would be an alcohol-only party, but nonetheless, yes, I think we would probably have all branches of the first responders at it because it'd probably be a hell of a fire at one point.
Third place, do it. Doesn't matter. Hey, second place, do
would it. Would it show up in CNN if we just burnt the wind down because the after hours party on accident, total accident, of course?
Well, blame that on Smoke or Danica or Dale.
I would, trust me. I would pass blame on that immediately. I told him not to catch trees on fire.
We got a lot of mountains around here, and you like to talk a little smack about Jimmy Johnson, mountains, and snipers. There's a lot of mountains. There's a lot of mountains here, and you being a hunter, there's some cats that could nail somebody with a snappy gun 5 miles away in these mountains.
Oh, now we're offing the competition?
I'm not saying that. You're the one who brought the sniper comment a week or two ago.
I did. I just wanted to... I kind of retracted that statement as to kidnapping. You know, just... I don't want to hurt him. He's a good guy. I like him. I have a lot of fun with him. I just need him to go away for a week.
Put a scorpion in a shoe. There's scorpions out here.
You think 1 week's enough, or do we need two?
A scorpion would jack with his leg.
Why would it? How do you know that it would pinpoint the leg? What if he gets bit in the hand?
If you put it in his shoe, it's not going to bite his nose, Bowyer.
We're putting it in his shoe. All right, now you've confirmed the way. I don't want any part of this. If my man Jimmy goes down because he got bit in the toe by a scorpion walking. Yes, that was your idea. Mine was just a kidnapping, a simple kidnapping.
Clint Bowyer joins us here in the Speed Freaks Pits. Crash had cut. Clint says he's enjoying the hell out of this. Where the hell have we been, man?
Complete crash. Just close the interview right out. Close it. Do you think we can even make any... Will you be able to edit any of this to make any kind of action?
We have no association.
Edit this. Let him edit this and edit all his bad stuff out. You know, the old guy stuff, the earrings. He can't edit any of that out. You have editing power, right? Let me guess. All that will be gone.
You kidding me? This is Speed Freaks, dude. All the stuff that is gone from what we used to do on the golf course when we used to do some things for the kids, all that stuff's edited out of the TV shows that we used to do.
God, there's no more golf tournaments with Danny Lasoski.
I will say this, Clint Bowyer. It was one of the more beautiful swings that I saw out of you after about five or six of those Crown Royal bottles. There is nothing in the history of man that performed as well as your golf swing that afternoon?
It definitely challenges Tiger Woods. I would say that it ranks right up there at the best.
I think it was sexy.
There he goes again. A man wearing earrings calling me sexy is starting to bother me. Crash, can you take over this interview? You're excused.
Clint's just holding the microphone. He's like, this is now mine. It's all yours. I can say sexy. If I say your swing was sexy, you would not be offended by that.
No, let's go. I know. Let's go to dinner.
Not much motorsports.
Helio or Helio.
Not.
Well, not only that.
Much.
Thank you, I love you.
And headlining the party.
The douchebags.
Lose.
Not much motorsports.
The freaks.
Not much motorsports.
Of course, it's not much motorsports. Probably one of the most highly anticipated segments here in the Freak Nation.
Oh, of course.
From one individual. Okay, three.
Hey, huh?
Statman, Crash Gladys, Kenny Sargent. Saw this headline today. Opera singing comedian performed in operating theater during brain surgery. That's right.
During?
Sarah Mae Philo, a Scottish comedian and singer, cracked jokes and gave a rendition of Ave Maria while undergoing brain surgery to remove a brain tumor.
You know, okay, if TV is right,
right?
I have seen on Grey's Anatomy how they keep their brain surgery patients awake and alert so that they know that they're not jacking with something too serious in the brain.
No, that is true.
I've
often heard that.
Yeah.
I mean, given the fact that Statman's had, what, are you on your sixth frontal lobotomy, Statman?
Yeah, in fact, they transplanted my frontal lobe with, some people just the other day, a couple of guys they found under a bridge.
The stand-up comic, who also teaches special needs to kids, went under the surgeon's knife for 9 freaking hours.
Oh.
The 34-year-old had to be conscious and converse during the procedure. She told jokes. She sang. But Ave Maria is not an easy song to sing.
No.
And the pressure that does put on your head, on your nasal passages, aren't you going to be pumping all kinds of blood through your freaking skull?
Well, I think the doctors would know if that would be happening, at least in the area where they were operating. So, yeah, fortunately it all came out okay. They knew that wasn't going to be a problem.
Statman, what's the song that you would sing? If you had to go under the knife and they said, listen, Mr. Man, you need to sing a song. You need to sing a song during your brain surgery. What the hell would you sing?
I don't know. Probably September by Earth, Wind, and Fire.
But hold on a second. You got to be careful, though, because if you're singing something that's so hooky as that song, don't you think that your brain surgeon, his foot might start tapping and they might want to start dancing?
And again, that's an okay thing for a brain surgeon, for anybody in surgery. They need to feel relaxed and comfortable and happy.
What I feel more worried about is having ASCAP or BMI come in and say, you can't sing more than 60 seconds of that song without owing somebody some money.
Yeah, wouldn't that be true? You get your doctor bill for your brain surgery, it's $105,000, and another $20,000 kicked in because you sang the full song.
Yeah, they have to pay Earth, Wind, and Fire, the Maurice White Foundation.
God. Now, they said that Ms. Philo is her name. Ms. Philo was only supposed to carry on her conversation with a speech and a language therapist that was present during the operation, but evidently the powerful painkillers kicked in, and she did what came naturally as a comic and told jokes and sang. And this is a quote. It says, by hour three or four, the whole surgical staff and anesthesiologist were thoroughly entertained. Yeah, if you're cracking jokes and your surgeon just starts giggling, laughing. Don't you want to be? Come on, Stat. I mean, of all the freaking things to do during a brain surgery,
what would also be a problem is what if she did another take and had 5 minutes of new stuff that she's never done before. Somebody needed to record that so she could use that for a future stand-up act. You know, you might come up with something completely off her mind, out of her mind. Which is Kevin Prince.
What if she kept the jokes at PG-13 or if she was getting pretty deep with some R-rated jokes? I'm telling you, regardless, if you're singing an opera piece or if you're cracking jokes, I don't know if that guy just above me with a freaking scalpel needs to be tapping his foot or giving me a giggle or three while I'm cracking freaking jokes. His name is Statman. Her name is Crash Gladys. And again, I can't say it enough. Thank you, Continental Tire, Lucas Oil, for making this thing possible specifically for tonight as we do it up from WeatherTech Raceway, Laguna Seca, formerly Mazda Raceway, formerly just freaking Laguna Seca Raceway, damn it. We'll get used to it, Statman. Okay, we
will. I don't think we will.
As we've done for 18 years, Freak Nation, please, please don't drink and jive as opposed to drive. But if you can, just shoot the juice to the moose, the stat man.
Cut it loose.
See ya. Oh, my gosh.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guaranteed to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. That's 800-598-0539.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.